Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of freedom and health for all beings, humans and non-human animals alike. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views or the opinions of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This episode, broadcasting on January 3rd, 2022, marks the 7th year anniversary of Vegan Nation, whose first broadcast was on January 2nd, 2015. I'd like to wish everyone a healthy and free, prosperous new year, 2022. Here's a little bit about Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation celebrates the work of all the vegan activists and educators and chefs worldwide, manifesting liberation for all beings. The principle of Vegan Nation is the practice of authentic veganism. The philosophy of authentic veganism is called deep veganism. The philosophy of deep veganism is based on the boomerang effect, also called as we sow, we reap, the spiritual and scientific knowledge that human freedom and population health requires animal liberation. For decades, those who practice authentic veganism and spread the vegan message of deep veganism have been warning humanity that as long as we remain a carnist culture, carnist means non-vegan, globally, that eventually humans are also going to become enslaved and oppressed, not just certain groups of people who have been historically and currently marginalized, but all of humanity as we see happening in 2022. So we strive to create freedom and health and peace. This year, like no other, marks the interconnectedness of social justice organizations who have been working for human rights and those who are working for animal rights to collaborate. We see that the carnist institutions that have captured all government agencies, schools, etc., are now mandating carnistic consumption for all humans. In this episode, I'll be featuring music that is indicative of not only animal rights, but human rights. And I also have an announcement of an upcoming human rights rally happening in Boston, Massachusetts. Let's start out with the Sonic Universe. Hold the line.
Die! doctors and nurses, sleepless nights and overtime on the front lines. We are police in the cities, and firefighters, we're protecting the families. Kicked us to the curb for the shot we refuse. It's our body and our right to choose. It don't matter, we will weather this storm, cause God is with us in this battle. Come and join us as we hold the line. Hold the line. Won't let them steal our sovereignty with their lives. So we hold the line. Children, we're sending hope to you. Pull them out of the system. We'll build a better school. Hold the line.
Freedom!
Can we shout again? Freedom!
This is another song by Alex Arndt in the Sonic Universe. My Innocence Begins Today. Stay tuned to Vegan Nation for my upcoming interview with Alex Arndt.
Now I see what I didn't know. Inside us all, there's a side we never show. Behind cold walls, hidden from rages a holocaust for them, for me, and for you. Imagine all the karmic debt someday on earth we'll all regret. Factory farms, what a price to pay. Killing 100 million every single day.
Alex Arndt, the Sonic Universe. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. You're tuned into WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Here's Rahil Barbaram in Trinidad. Peace and love.
Ask them what it all means, this peace and love. Just an empty phrase to some good bits, peace and love. First thing they eat in the morning, oh, peace and love. Other beings beaten and murdered, no, peace and love. Lunch and dinner all the same again, no peace and love. Where really even does it exist, this peace and love?
Leave the animals alone, no peace in blood, flesh and bone. Food is grown and born, leave the animals alone.
But none of that is important, as you can clearly see. Only their greed is what matters. Don't even care about disease. Rape, abuse, slavery and murder does not shake them up when it comes to those victims who are not human.
Very sad they feel that it is a personal choice. But someone else is missing who did not get their voice.
The animals.
Show them all the ways this bad habit destroys all around. Destroying not just the animals, but their own planet, the ground. But none of that is important, as you can let me see. Only their greed is what matters, don't even care about disease. Rape, abuse, slavery and murder does not shake them up. When it comes to those victims who are only selfishness and false ego control their aims. Wish they can finally wake up and feel ashamed.
Only selfishness and false ego control their aims. Wish they can finally wake up and feel ashamed.
Food is grown and born. Leave the animals alone. Leave the animals alone. No peace in blood, flesh and bone. Food is grown and born. Leave the animals alone.
You wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you, if it happened to you. You wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you, if it happened to you. You wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you, if it happened to you. You wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you, you wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you, if it happened to you. You wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you now, you wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you, if it happened to you. You wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you now, you wouldn't like it if it happened to you. If it happened to you, if it happened to you. Wouldn't like it if it happened to you. Go vegan now.
Peace and love by Rahil Barbaram in Trinidad. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Here's Vegan Queen V in London. Pay for our mistakes.
You offer questions trying to catch me out. Judgmental preaching coming out of your mouth. It's wasted breath, cause no, you won't wear me down. I know my truth and I'm a singing it loud. Oh, I'm a singing it loud. Oh, I'm a singing it loud. We gotta treat the world a better way. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Gonna change, gotta do it today. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. I gotta change, gotta do it today. You're so uneasy cause you're feeling the guilt. I call you out on it cause no one else will. Give your excuses trying to find your way out. But all the exits are starting to shut down. Oh, they're starting to shut down. Gotta treat the world a better way. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Gonna change, gotta do it today. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Gotta change, gotta do it today. Don't pay for our mistakes. Don't pay for our mistakes. Don't pay for our mistakes. No. Gotta treat the world a better way. A grandkiddie's gonna pay for our mistakes. Gonna change, gotta do it today. A grandkiddie's gonna pay for our mistakes. A grandkiddie's gonna pay for our mistakes. Gonna change, gotta do it today.
That was Vegan Queen V in London with Pay for Our Mistakes. Here's Lena Bell in San Diego. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism.
It's beginning to look a lot like fascism. Everywhere you go, take a look at Australia, locking up Aboriginals. Just a few more steps to genocide, you know. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism. Most of the world is blind, but it's never going to end, this totalitarian trend, as long as you comply. You gave your freedom away for protection, they say that's the oldest trick in the book. But the protection of tyrants and corporate giants is not as safe as it looks. And Google, Facebook, YouTube are now burning all the books. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism. We've seen this all before. But with greater technology and a high-tech technocracy, they'll track and trace you in and out your door. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism. And I won't hold my tongue. And you may not agree with me, but to try and stop my speech would be a slippery slope.
Hey everybody, it's Lena Bell. Thank you so much for all of the beautiful reception on that last video. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism. It just came to me one day and I was like, I have to do this. And it's the first time that I'm making a statement like that in my music. So more to come. And I'm really grateful it was well received. I think we do need to be informed on this, and it definitely looks a lot like fascism. So this inspired me to speak out, because I do believe that it is our responsibility, and if we don't say anything, then it's like consenting to it, and I definitely don't consent to this. I don't consent to any type of fascism or totalitarianism in any form, and I'm not willing to have like the United States or any other place become like what Australia has become right now, which is very similar to what China is doing. And I can do more videos on that. But yeah, fascism is something that's very serious, obviously. And my family lived through fascism in Italy. You know, it's a recurring theme throughout history. So it's good to recognize that. It's a very abusive relationship. And it's good to go back to consent. Like, what is really informed consent? Is it informed consent to say, like, you have to allow this phallic object to ejaculate into your body? If you don't allow that, then you're not going to be able to leave your house. You're not going to be able to go to the store. You're not going to be able to have a job. You're not going to be able to do anything fun. So obviously that's not consent. If somebody was like, you know, you have to have sex with me, and if you don't, you're not going to have a job. You're not going to be able to go to the store. That's not consent. Like, it's clear as day. So people are clearly under brainwashing. And for those of you who are awakened to this and see it clearly and feel and see the red flags, what I would tell you is, like, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. So, you know, there might be this threat of like losing your job if you speak out about this, or maybe losing some of the relationships in your life, or maybe receiving hate online. And honestly, all of that is just fear. If you don't allow fear to control your life, then you cannot be dominated and you cannot be controlled. And, you know, you can find another job, and you can find new friends, and you can find the people who are going to support you along the way, even when you take this leap of faith to speak your truth. So I just encourage you to speak your truth. For me, I got like all positive responses. There was only one comment of somebody disagreeing, and that's fine. Like, we have free speech and free will to disagree. And, you know, we're making history right now. So how do you want to go down in history? Do you want to be somebody who just lets internment camps happen? Because, you know, what is the next step after the internment camps, historically? So that's why I made this song. And I'm going to make more videos, more songs. Let me know if I'm thinking I'm going to make another version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Fascism. Yeah, and let me know any other Christmas carols that you would want me to do something like that with in the comments. Thank you for being here. So much love.
I'm dreaming of a dead Christmas, is what my president said to me. Where we'll all just drop dead, lest we'd get the needle head and lead it into our sweet bloodstream. Oh, I'm dreaming of a dead Christmas, is how they'd wish that it would be. But did you know I'm healthy and free? And the love always wins, wait and see.
That's Lena Bell, LenaBellMusic.com. And here's Vegan Queen V, freedom bound.
We have come this far, we won't turn round. We'll flood the streets with justice, we are freedom bound.
We are freedom bound.
We have come this far, we won't turn round. We'll flood the streets with justice, we are freedom bound.
A human rights event happening on January 5th, 2022. Is in Boston, Massachusetts, organized by Massachusetts Says No to Mandates, No to Passports, No to Segregation, and No to Discrimination.
We have come this far, we won't turn round. We'll flood the streets with justice, we are freedom bound.
12 to 2 p.m. at the Massachusetts State House, followed by a march to the City Hall, a collaboration effort by Health Choice for Action, Health Rights Massachusetts, Mass Against Mandates, Boston First Responders United, Mass Freedom Keepers, Make Americans Free Again, Massachusetts, Children's Health Rights of Massachusetts, Massachusetts Medical Freedom Homeschoolers, and America's Frontline Doctors Citizen Corps. That's January 5th in Boston, Massachusetts. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in and all the musicians for sharing their beautiful music. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Please join us again on Vegan Nation at the same time next week. Let's go out with Vegan Queen V, whose new album coming out is an album celebrating human rights and animal rights.
J4, Black Bay Recording Studios in the Outer Hebrides on the Isle of Lewis, a beautiful, magical place. This song is a song going to be appearing on my album coming out very soon. Before I play it, just a little reminder about my live show tomorrow night, Friday the 17th of December, 7:30 p.m., on places online. Also, if you saw my video from Tuesday, my song Beautiful, Powerful, Free needs your vocals on it. So if you're up for recording the chorus for me to put on that track, that would be amazing. Check out the video from Tuesday for more information on that. All right, this one's going out to everybody who follows their inner compass.
Picture a place where no one feels pain. That's where I wanna be. No cages, no chains, no misery. It's crazy what we're doing. It is crazy what we keep on doing. Are we winning? Are we losing in this battle? We're choosing sides. Which side do you want? When they look in history books, where do you belong? Which side you're standing on? Oh, look in the mirror, saying, or a sinner?
Wishing you a good day.